For weeks, Governor Jay Inslee has been pleading with Washingtonians to stay home to reduce the spread of the novel coronavirus. Now he's warning that officials will crack down on people defying his stay-at-home order. The governor and other leaders held a press conference yesterday to talk about the latest in the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins me now live with more. Austin, the governor described a three-tiered approach to dealing with people who are still gathering in groups, who aren't closing businesses. Can you explain what that is?
Sure, Kirsten. So it begins with education, letting the person, letting the business know what the rules are. The next step is a possible sanction in the case of a business that could mean suspending their business license. And then the third step is going to be enforcement or sanctions with real teeth. For an individual, that could be the police citing you for violating an emergency order of the governor, which is a gross misdemeanor. Businesses that continue to defy orders could be referred to the Attorney General's office for possible civil or criminal proceedings. Although the Attorney General and the governor both yesterday made clear that that is a last resort and they aren't expecting it to come to that, and they hope it doesn't.
And a big message was not calling 911. If you're reporting someone who might be violating the order, don't call 911.
Right. The police chiefs who were part of this press conference were very clear. Don't clog the 911 line saying that people are violating these orders. Instead, the state has set up an online form that people who are concerned can fill out. It's can be found at coronavirus.wa.gov.
So all of these warnings, they seem like a shift, because up to this point, state and local leaders had resisted focusing too much on how they'd enforce social distancing. What's prompting them to address this now?
Well, a few things. First off, the governor said that state and local officials are fielding thousands of calls from people who are concerned that individuals are still gathering, that non-essential businesses are still open for business, and that these people who are calling and complaining worry that this is imperiling public health. So that was one thing. There's also some early indication that social distancing is starting to bend the curve in King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties, which have been very hard hit. But Inslee cited several examples in other counties, including some more rural counties, where the percentage of positive COVID-19 tests right now is running 2 to 3 times higher than the state average. So that's certainly an area of concern that maybe people in not so hard hit areas aren't getting the message, and now we're seeing a spike in cases. And so he's concerned that traffic on the roads is only down by about 50%. He's saying more people need to stay home. And finally, he's saying that, you know, in place of sort of putting out new orders that really, and frankly, he's ordered a lot of what he can do, a lot of what's in his toolkit. So now it's sort of about making sure that people are adhering to the orders that have already been issued.
And speaking of those orders, do we know about how much longer we'll have to stay at home?
Well, Inslee has repeatedly said, and he said it again yesterday, that he's likely to extend his stay-home order, which expires next week. He would not commit yesterday to when he'll make that announcement or for how much longer the order would stay in place. He says he's looking at the data every day, sometimes hourly. They're looking at, you know, the positive test rates, hospitalizations, deaths related to COVID-19, traffic, as I mentioned. And he says he's trying to be data-driven and not make decisions in a sort of doctrinaire way. But he was also, when I asked him about sort of the long-term arc here, he was unwilling to say how long we may have to disrupt our lives to beat coronavirus. He said that it would be unacceptable to win in the first half and lose in the second half. And he also said he understands that this uncertainty is difficult. He said he's got 3 grandchildren who are all out of school wondering when school is going to be back in session. And he's not able or willing to answer that question right now.
So in addition to all these measures that have been put in place by the governor and leaders, we know that he's been asking for help from the federal government around testing and healthcare supplies. He's also been talking to some of the country's biggest business leaders. Who's he talking to and what are they talking about?
Yeah, this is interesting just to see who he's getting on the phone with on a daily, you know, on a day-to-day basis. In recent days, he's spoken to Bill Gates, Elon Musk of Tesla, Jeff Bezos, and Howard Schultz. With Elon Musk, the chief of staff for the governor said that they talked a lot about ventilator supplies. Apparently, Elon Musk has access to them because of his SpaceX work. So they talked about procuring some of those. With Bill Gates and the head of the Gates Foundation, they talked a lot about testing, making it more available, maybe at-home tests, kiosk testing, and also about sharing data so that data is in one place and easily accessible and not spread out. With Jeff Bezos, not surprisingly, they were talking about supply chain issues as well as access to ventilators, personal protection equipment, test supplies. And then with Howard Schultz, The chief of staff said that the governor talked with him a lot about the economy, especially in Seattle, about the devastating impact on small retailers and restaurants, whether there might be a philanthropic response, and whether the feds could do more on that front.
All right. Drawing from all the expertise based here in Washington State, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.